Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide open Wednesday on the Mike O'Mara Show. Greetings to one and all. There is nothing better than to be on the tail end of the death grip and have your body starting to feel better. I don't want to get happy. You know, I never do that. But what I'm not happy about is Wide Open Wednesday. And I'm not happy about 12 weeks in a row, Adrian, of Rick from Concord, California. Is he a regular caller that does shtick?
Adrian is in the studio today.
Oh, Rick from Concord, California. Hi, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. I know that name. What do you do? You do something every week.
In a similar vein as the word yuppie, a whoopie is a well-off older person living a life of leisure.
A whoopie.
Hey, Mike.
I know whoopies down here, guys that don't work and you know are done for set for life.
I think I can save this call with a production element. If you will allow me.
Word Rick of the day with nickname Rick.
So he has his own jingle now?
Ben McDaniel deigned it possible
to
make
it. Is that his bit? So his bit is
Word of the day with nickname Rick.
All right, Rick, I succumb to this. Regular callers are accepted if they're contributing. You're contributing. Once again, Rick, the word of the day, please.
The word of the day today is whoopee. And if I may use it in a sentence.
Please do.
The Belcher would say, whoopee! But I'm not.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. Craig from Arlington. Arlington, Texas or Arlington, Virginia?
Arlington.
Arlington, Virginia.
Arlington, Virginia, where Dick Robinson's Connecticut School of Broadcast used to be in Arlington.
Arlington. Arlington.
What can we do for
you? I don't remember that.
Okay, good.
Hey,
thanks for the sign.
Craig?
Now? Can I talk
yes,
now?
Yes, hi. Now.
I'm sorry about the timing. Hey, your buddy Shaq was on Real Sports with Brian Gumbel.
Oh, that's right. He's profiled, and I've DVR'd it, but I haven't seen it yet. Is it a worthwhile view?
Oh, it's exactly what you were talking about. It's about Shaq being a pitchman.
That's great. I'm going to watch. I saw that he's like profiled on Real Sports, which, by the way, if you don't check it out and you like sports like I do, that is just an incredible journalistic endeavor. That is that's the journalism of sports, the best in the country. And Bryant Gumbel and company.
And how long has Shaq been your pal? Because this guy just said your pal Shaq.
My pal?
He's been a fan.
Yeah.
He'd probably be a terrible interview. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. He'd probably be a terrible interview.
I would think so.
But he's just so good at doing that, because if he was interviewed, he'd be like, going, so how do you like doing the commercials?
I like doing a lot.
What was it like playing in the NBA?
It was real good.
How's life? Do you recognize where you go?
I'm recognized everywhere I go, Mike.
That would be. Now, if you knew that going in, now I want to interview him.
All right.
That's crazy. All right. We got our lines locked and loaded right now. Let's go to Keen. From Middletown, Virginia. Hi, Keen. Lots of calls from VA today. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, Keen.
Hey, I wanted to give Rob a follow-up from last week. He gave me a recommendation at King's Dominion to go clockwise. I will tell you, that was a great suggestion. I went for the turkey leg, and unfortunately, too early in the season, not open yet for the turkey leg.
They don't have, wait a minute, they open the park? Hold on, Keen. They open the park and they didn't have turkey legs? What the hell? That's un-American.
No, that's okay. It takes 2 months to properly smoke one.
Just remember, if you're listening, folks, and you're planning on going to one of America's great theme parks, King's Dominion.
Yes. Cedar Point Parks, Mike. It's a great amusement park called King's Dominion.
In King's Dominion.
Doswell,
Rob
Virginia.
Spiewak suggests going around the park counterclockwise.
No.
What?
It's clockwise.
Clockwise.
Oh, going clockwise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd go clockwise anyway.
Yeah.
Where's the big tip with that?
Most people go counterclockwise and they start out
I disagree that most people go counterclockwise.
Well, then why would the tip pay off?
Rob, but again, you're the best.
Why would the tip pay off? I don't know, Donald. Why don't you tell me?
Let me tell you, it's the best. It's the biggest tip. It's the greatest tip.
It's fantastic. We have a trade war that we're winning.
Was your tip Endicott steel?
Yeah, my tip was actually to put a tariff on the turkey leg.
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good. Let's go to Dustin from Buffalo. Dustin, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good buddy.
Hey, Mike, Rob,
hey,
and Oscar.
Hey, Dustin, Rob and Oscar.
Hi there.
Hey, Rob. Why do you have the such anger towards Wegmans?
I did a great rave out many years ago that I suggest you find because it was emotionally
that is so
driven.
Lazy. Why don't you?
But I will
it
articulate
to him now.
It
you
now.
Want him to go through the archives?
No. I will articulate it now.
Show 1012. Rob did a.
I can't reproduce my thoughts, but look for them.
Well, you know, we're just hoping that Oscar can't reproduce, period. So we all have our challenges. But here's the problem with Wegmans. Wegmans does not respect you as a customer. Wegmans sees you as a rube. It starts in the parking lot experience. The parking lot is designed to be easy to get in and hard to get out. That's the Wegmans way. They're going to make you think that they're serving you, but they're not. Have you noticed the way the aisles are not just straight rows? It looks like a game of Dungeons and Dragons. Things start and stop, and there are stairways to nowhere, and things will just automatically make you, if you want to buy something as simple as a gallon of milk, you will have to go buy the Olive Bar and the cheesemonger and all of this stuff that is designed to make you buy stuff and linger in the store longer than you want to do there. If you want to turn your grocery experience into a night at the theater, then for God's sakes, go to Wegmans because you'll kill 3 hours. But if you want to buy groceries, here's what you do. Do you know what a lot of times they'll do at Giant? They will have an end cap at the front of the store that has eggs and milk in it. Because
turning out to be a longer
as a courtesy.
That's for sure.
As a courtesy, that's what you want to do. They don't want you to walk the aisles like Wegmans. Wegmans is like escaping.
Belushi it up a little bit.
Wegmans wants you to escape like you're in Paris and you gotta get out because it's World War II and the Germans are coming and you don't have any chance and all you can find out is fruitcake. And you're gonna
can I do an impression of how Belushi would do it? Okay, can I?
That was really bad.
Belushi would do it like that. If I want to go get some Elmer's glue,
you started out strong though. Very
thank
impressive.
You, Oscar.
Very
I'm sorry I screwed up at the end.
You flamed out.
Yeah.
No, what, Dustin? What do you want? You have a terrible phone. What was your last thought?
When are you guys going to do a show up in Buffalo? Because we have lots of nice theaters up here. Like Shade,
I will tell you this, Dustin. I even from way back during the Don and Mike show where we went up and did a live broadcast. I love the people of upstate New York. I love Buffalo.
Good people.
I've been to Buffalo
great
for
interns.
A meet and greet up there. My best friend is from Buffalo and owns a Buffalo bar down here. I love Buffalo. So I don't know. There's always a possibility. You never know when we're going to.
How about Memorial Day?
Memorial Day. Thank you very much. Thank you for the call. We
don't go to Wegmans.
It. Let's go to Jeff from Baltimore. Jeff, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Baltic.
Hey, I was just wondering if you ever got any resolution on the license issue with Oscar with an age.
Oh, my age. Weird. Yeah,
did we get resolution on that?
We did. There was photographic proof. There was photographic proof posted on Facebook.
Oh, that he posted?
No, that actually Hari Ginka posted and Trip.
Hari Ginka is not Oscar. And
that's true.
All right, when last we checked, and I am really glad you called, Jeff, because now you're reminding me. We were requiring proof of date of birth via driver's license. Nothing could be simpler. And by the way, as both my daughters at one time or another have proven, you can get anything on a driver's license.
Not this DC one, Mike. This one is meant to stop you at airports.
Mm.
It's meant to make you feel like you're from a third world country or from the future.
Turn him up a little bit, Rob. He's his
from
Mike,
the future.
Do that after.
Why do you hate me, Rob?
Many reasons, Oscar. Too many to list here. This is a genuine license. Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. How did they do that to your forehead?
Is he 40? Is he 40?
Yes. His date of birth is 3/30/1978, and he's an organ donor.
Okay. Very good. Very good. That's it. Are you satisfied, Jeff?
Yeah. Very much so.
Thank you, sir.
Very good. That's it.
I told you. It's been a ruse.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate our Diamond in the Morning. Thank you. Thank you.
9 o'clock
been here the
club.
Whole time.
Yeah, been here the whole time. Right. Josh from Washington State. You're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Good boning.
Good morning.
Bolda, I like everybody saying it this way now. This is going to...
I like that you've slowed it down. And you've really, I mean, really make it stick with good...
God, I am bolding. Perspiring like you would not believe.
Again with it's the like, fever?
The, no, it's the death throws of the virus.
Yeah.
It's leaving
coming out
my body.
Coming out of him.
Hot shower, still schwitzing. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Hey, I know you guys don't like to do a very political show on this side. But yeah,
you got me on a good day, though, Josh. Let me just say, you caught Daddy on a good day. I know we got political persuasions tomorrow, but I was watching my stories this morning, and we are in dire straits.
Yeah, you showed up
right
today.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. Duh. All right. Hello, Josh. What can we do for you?
With this ensuing trade war between the United States
right.
and China, do you think that's going
to
affect
way
the
to go.
Price
Josh
of,
wins the prize. Josh wins the prize for identifying the topic of the day. Yes, go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
Do you think it's going to affect the price of turkey legs at King's Dominion?
Great question.
That's a good call. You know, it's going to, I tell you, if it was hogs, if it was pork products,
yes,
it'll affect the price of pork barbecue.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I would assume
yeah
and soybeans.
Gonna,
and liquor.
And soybeans.
Two-thirds yeah. of our exports go to China and soybeans.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, we have been in a little world. I'll talk about this on political persuasions. I will not burden you on this show with that.
But Tesla's
we have been in a world
more.
Where the dishonesty and Boo. The lies and everything, it kind of just rolled off because it really wasn't affecting anything.
Right.
Now, the lack of knowledge and the lack of intelligence and all, it's starting to really bite us in the ass.
Yeah.
You're witnessing that happening right now. Let's go to Heather from Reston, Virginia. It is a Virginia phone day. Hello, Heather. Take it away.
Hi. I'm calling because I know that you like to get feedback on the audio quality of the podcast.
Yes,
absolutely.
Yes, of course.
Good and bad.
So I listen a lot of times in the shower.
Mm. Oh, hello.
Really?
And I just wanted to offer you some praise because I have run out of Michael Mara shows occasionally because I try to always catch it on the day of, and I have to default to different podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And you are always clear as a bell inside of my shower, but you're the only one. So I actually kind of sometimes save you for the shower so I don't have to shower alone.
Yeah.
This is the best call we've had all
you know,
year.
Heather, you know, we don't give out prizes. But, if I could, I would. You'd get a shower prize today. I'd send you a soap on a rope or something. I swear to God, what an incredible call this is. You have made my day, and there's nothing that gives me greater pleasure than to flap my gums while you're getting clean.
Yeah.
Thank you, Heather. God bless you. That is a beautiful call.
Yeah, and I can understand her point because after listening to this show, who would want to shower with Gilbert Gottfried?
Yeah, that is for sure. Yeah. In Russia,
you wash soap.
In Russia, soap washes you. Steve, Sacramento, California. Good bull day. Very early out there. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, guys. And I don't want to follow.
All right, Steve. All right. Hold on, Steve. Got to stop you for just a second. We have had several telephones. Several mobile telephones or regulars that sound like they are that you're talking to us from the bottom of your trash can at work.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. Are you on Bluetooth by any chance?
I will take it off right now, sir.
Thank you.
Good.
Thank you. Bluetooth.
And this is a great lesson for other callers.
Yeah.
Don't give us the Bluetooth.
Take
a moment.
Bluetooth. That Bluetooth is a rotten tooth that should be pulled. Okay?
I really should pull that.
Sounds more like brown tooth.
We all have dental.
Am I right, ladies?
It is Sacramento.
Go ahead. Oh, there you go, Steve. Now we can hear
good
you.
Call.
Hi. How are you?
I'm sorry, guys. I was driving to work. I
That's
really
early.
Don't want to follow Heather now. I feel horrible. I mean, who wants to follow a shower girl with soap on a rope? I wanted
yeah, that's
to
a
know,
tough one to follow.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right? I wanted mm-hmm. to know if you had seen the new documentary on Netflix, Wild Wild West, about the Osho and the commune they had out in Oregon in the 80s.
It's called Wild Wild West.
It just dropped. It's supposed to be very good. I've been hearing great things.
Give us a sentence. What's it about, Steve?
It's about that that the spiritual guru Bhagwan, also known as Osho, who formed that commune in the 80s out in Oregon.
Okay,
that where they built their own city and took over the town, took over this little town of 40 people, and then some of the members attempted to kill city council people and tried to poison the town.
You know what's
amazing.
You know what's weird about that, Steve? Thank you for the call. What's weird about that is it sounds like the plot of Far Cry 5, to be really honest.
Really?
I'm not joking either. Yeah, it sounds like that. And at one point, Sometime this week, Pony and I are going to talk about Far Cry 5, the brand new video game that's very, very popular. And I want to give you my unvarnished opinion.
Unvarnished.
Let's go to Mark from another call from California, San Francisco. Hi, Mark. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I, like Hi. Mike, I'm an old white man, so I have a landline.
There you go. Question. Sounds nice.
Good
and
for
clear,
you.
Mark.
I love a landline.
Mike, I was wondering if you would ever do political persuasions and take calls.
Ooh.
Yeah, I would. It's the great challenge of taking phone calls, and we're doing a new, by the way, we're doing another phone bit coming up Friday, which is going to be Is It Just Me, where we have to set the table when you do this kind of a show. When the show has a longer tail, you have to do that. I won't explain the details, but we have to let people know when it's going to be happening, because people listen on the radio, they listen live online, they listen whenever they get a chance. That's the way this show is consumed, so we have to kind of do it differently. It's not like doing it live is going to generate the immediate call. So in order to do that, I'll set that up this week. I'll set that up this week and say, if you'd like to call in, is there a chance,
push
Oscar?
Notification, yeah.
Could we,
yeah,
could
we
use the,
anyway, right?
the same line and do that? That's a great idea. I'll do that, Mark. I wouldn't mind having a discussion, because really, when it's me and Freight's flapping our gums, I have interesting things to say. But anyway,
you'll
let's
have
go
to help
to
me with the verbiage.
The verbiage.
America first. Political persuasions is on now.
Making podcasts greats again.
Right.
Great again.
Right.
Yeah. Greats again.
That's
greats.
Exactly greats. How I want to phrase it. Jeremy
Gina.
From
call now.
Where are you calling from? Are you playing from Australia, Jeremy?
I am calling. Yes, I am. I'm calling from Port Douglas, Australia.
Wow. Port Douglas,
that
Australia.
That explains the accent.
What is the time of day there?
I'm
always curious.
Actually, it is about 11. It's just a little after 11 o'clock at night.
Very good. Very good. So you're wrapping up your Wednesday.
I'm actually from...
Right now.
Yes, we are. I'm actually from Western New York, but we're here. And the reason I wanted to call is to thank the Make-A-Wish Foundation for sending us and our daughter here this week. My daughter was last year diagnosed with ovarian cancer at 16 years old. And we just want to thank them so much for sending us. I'm sitting here looking at the Southern Cross right now and can't imagine anything better.
How is your daughter enjoying the trip?
She is having a fantastic time. We snorkeled all day at the Great Barrier Reef today, and it was spectacular.
And how is she feeling?
She's great. She is just a little over a year fully recovered.
My God, that makes me feel great. By the way, if you
didn't mean to leave you hanging on that part.
That's okay. That's okay. But that is that, you made our day by doing it that way. And by the way, Make-A-Wish is, people probably have a misconception that the Make-A-Wish Foundation takes care of kids that are terminal. That is not accurate. It should be pointed out that like Rob's son, when you go through treatment and you go through the hell on earth that is treatment for cancer as a child, nothing is worse. And the Make-A-Wish Foundation does wonderful work for families like Jeremy's by going to Australia. Rob, I know you wanted to add
something. Anyone who makes the journey is contacted by Make-A-Wish. And here's another thing about Make-A-Wish. Everyone knows about it, but they are the most sensational organization for not tooting their own horn. They just get it done. You never hear about it. You never hear about the celebrities that stop their busy schedule and make these wishes come true for kids that go through this hell. So if you have a few charitable bucks you want to throw, I'm sorry to hear that. If you have a few charitable bucks and you don't know where to go, know the good that this organization does.
That's great.
That's a really good
one. It's like the Illuminati, but for good.
Yeah, scary stuff.
A year in recovery is just fantastic.
Awesome. That's great.
Let's go to, we got to wrap this up pretty quick. We got a lot of calls this morning. We'll take more, of course.
Okay.
It is Wide Open Wednesday. On the Mike O'Mara Show, our number is 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. On the Mike O'Mara Show, let's go to Sean from Round Rock, Texas, and then we got to start the show.
Okay.
Hope it's a good call, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, don't blow it.
I'll do my best. No pressure.
Okay.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning.
So I just got a couple of things for you. I have to, it's the point, I have to take notes during the week, so that when I call in, I can remember what I wanted to talk about. So I'm like,
okay,
doing my own
now you've done the setup. Now get right to the point, Sean.
Jump.
This is not going to be a good call unless you do.
I'm sorry. I want to know if any other P1s have this problem. When I'm typing a message on my iPhone and I start to type the word tomorrow, the autocorrect capitalizes the T and the M to make Tomo.
Ooh.
Oh, it's learning.
Anybody else have that problem? Anyone? Show of hands? Right, anyone?
No.
I have nothing written, in this room.
I have written Tomo before. So, oh yeah, it goes Tomo.
It goes Tomo.
That's great.
There you go.
Yeah, Tomo. I think he's Tomo. Yes.
Yeah. By the way, the he's going. Tomo's, hold on just a second. I want to comment on your comment. Thank you. Sean, Tomo going a little badass on the social media rejection, though.
I mean, yeah.
Tomo doing the deep dive. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you see his posts about what he's doing to get his archives off of Facebook, and he Tomos it because he's brilliant and he's got a bigger brain than we do.
And then I'm going to put my archive in a separate folder, and then I'm going to go down and I'm going to call the people at Facebook. Then I'm going to go in then I open up my settings and go to deep dive. Archive 3, and then I put it in 5 sideways, and then I do this.
He's like, trying to help people.
What I loved is when he said, I think it was like, and then delete your cash. This is most important.
Most important, than otherwise they will reach into you and they will take out your testicles. Yes, sir. That's it. That's the way it will go.
So mean.
I'm sorry.
This is why I never
what is
talk.
Your second point, John?
So my second point is that I love the fact that you guys have a nice regular schedule of broadcasting because I can catch you from the very beginning live almost every day.
Awesome.
And that's my drive to work. So that's my morning drive time. And so basically, you're my morning zoo. So what I need you guys to do
all right.
is I need you to up the wacky quotient by about 18%, please.
Okay. You know what? Hold on. Stay on the line because we'll go to break and I'll do this for you, okay? Simply because you're here right now. And by the way, I have to give credit to Sean. These are two very good calls.
Good calls, yes.
The Tomo thing and now the Morning Zoo thing. I think that's absolutely incredible, isn't it? Don't you think, guys? I sure do.
Ah!
Here we go.
Yes.
Quack, quack.
Quack,
quack. Hey, Round Rock, Texas. Good morning. Yeah, it's going to be a beautiful day in the greatest state in the world. I see miles and miles of Texas. I know you do, too. Everything's bigger in Texas. Hey, I just checked it out. It's true.
Nice.
How's that for your morning commute?
I love you guys.
Thank you very much. Okay.
You.
On that note, let's start the show, Rob, and we'll take more of your calls after
it's
this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Did you do all these wrongs, Doctor?
That is the Duomo scene from the Belvedere.
All that detail just from memory, sir?
Memory, Agent Starling, is what I have instead of a view.
Well, perhaps you care to lend us your view on this questionnaire, sir.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and receptive to courtesy. You had established trust with the embarrassing truth about Miggs. And now this ham-handed segue into your questionnaire.
I'm only asking you to look at this, Doctor. Either you will or you won't.
You send that through now. Oh, Agent Starling, you think you can dissect me with this blunt little tool?
No. I thought that your knowledge...
You're so ambitious, aren't you? Do you know what you look like to me with your good bag and your cheap shoes? You look like a robe. A well-scrubbed, hustling robe with a little taste. Good nutrition's given you some length of bone, but you're not more than one generation from poor wire trash, are you, Agent Starling? And that accent you've tried so desperately to shed, pure West Virginia. What is your father dear? Is he a coal miner? Does he stink of the land? And oh, how quickly the boys found you. All those tedious, sticky fumblings in the back seats of cars, while you could only dream of getting out, getting anywhere, getting all the way to the end.
You see a lot, Doctor. But are you strong enough to point that high-powered perception at yourself?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Because at the Mike O'Mara Show, There's nothing quite like starting your morning with a serial killer. Hi, everybody. We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio show and a podcast with loyal listeners who get it. If you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, heard 24-7 on the TMOS app. Get it now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us, especially today. It's Wide Open Wednesday. We got a full bunch of calls. Keep calling. It'll open up for you. 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Hey, if you're not growing, you're dying.
True.
Which is why Cornerstone First Financial is proud to announce that they are now licensed in Georgia. And more states are soon to come. So whether you're in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, or Florida, or Georgia, Cornerstone is there to help you when you need it. If you're buying, selling, refinancing, all you need is Cornerstone First. They know exactly what to do. So even if you don't, you'll still come out on top. Here's a fact. Interest rates are going up. So all TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance, to take cash out, or pay off debt before rates go up even further. Cornerstone First Financial, here to help. They can even figure out your best financial moves and get them done for you. So you save money. It's approved by Oscar Santana. He loves Cornerstone.
Oh, yeah. And you know we're cheap.
And they're our housemates. They're in the same building.
They are. They made it happen.
Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. From Georgetown to Georgia, personal attention from application to closing, licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia. Pretty soon, the world. Don't wait. Now's the time to call Cornerstone First Financial, and we thank you.
Yay.
Oscar, is everything all right?
You're on the telly. On the blower. We're getting a gigabyte upgrade for our internet connection.
Wow.
So that'll be 1,000 down and 40 up.
Mm.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we should never have a problem
like
ever.
10 times we have. We are going to get so many illegal movies.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I love that. Okay. Well, maybe the company that's doing that will be on Mo's stock tip of the day. By the way, the markets are in dire straits, at least before I came to tape this show.
Yes. Spotify is looking good, Mike. Sure, it's in your portfolio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is with the stock tip of the day, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Mohammed, Mo from Woodbridge. Mo, what is your stock tip of the day?
FedEx, FDX.
FedEx, FDX, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty good.
Steady.
Yeah, hit the jingle.
This has been Mo's stock tip of the day.
Thank you, Mohammed. Appreciate it, Mo. Have a great day. We appreciate that.
All winners, Mike.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this
I'm
person.
Rich.
There's only one Marcus that I know in Vermont, and he's up today, and he's engaged with the show. I saw him on Facebook. I see him on the line. Marcus Serta from Vermont. How are you, my friend?
I am I'm doing well, and I'm about to walk into a meeting, but I just wanted to quickly call in and say, look, over the last 2 weeks, it's been bloody hell in my life. But thank you guys so much for what you guys do every day, because, again, it reminds me of not just why I listen, but why I keep coming back, because it is that hour of break from the S of my day in order to get a laugh. And I really appreciate
it. Marcus.
And, Mike, I need your dates because those Red Sox tickets are starting to come in.
Okay, Marcus, I'll be in touch with you because I'd love to do that again with you.
Another wine and dine.
This time, 69. I pick the restaurant and my treat. We go to dinner on me since you provide the tickets. We'll do that and we'll get together. I'm going to be up there all summer, so we'll do that definitely. All right, Marcus?
Sounds great, and I'll have enough that we can take the whole family.
All right, awesome. Oh. That's fantastic. That's great,
you announced
Marcus.
That after you said you were treating.
Marcus, I hope your day goes well. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, Marcus.
Feel better.
Bye-bye. I didn't want to pick on Marcus today. It sounded like he is having
just
a rough
a little
week.
Joke.
We all have rough days.
Sure.
You shake them off.
That's right.
Why don't you
dust
develop
them off.
A soul? Why don't you develop a soul?
Because I have gadgets. Creature.
He has a soul full of gadgets.
A soul full of gadgets. Let's go to Derek from Lewis. There, I got it right.
Yeah.
Lewis, Delaware.
Right.
I got it. The pretty girls gave me a hard time on Facebook.
I went, Lewis.
The pretty girls on Facebook. I'm such a rube. Derek, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello.
Mike, I think it's pronounced Boston, actually. Not lose.
Boston, Delaware.
Anyway.
Derek, let me ask you this. Shut up for a second. Let me ask you this. Were you counting on me saying lose, Delaware? Were you counting on that?
Yeah,
and then I disappointed. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what you did, Mike? You are the unexpected.
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I pay attention.
Yeah.
I learn. Thank you. Is there anything else we can do for you? Smart. You pain in the ass.
I have a television recommendation for you, Mike.
Oh, I'm ready. I want to hear it.
I know you like the Master and Commander.
Yes. Yes.
It's a new show on AMC called The Terror.
Okay. That's about the ship, right?
Yeah, I just started it last night. It's pretty. It's pretty nice.
It's generating a little buzz on social media, and people have actually been. The comments that I've read about this show are: it's not what was expected, but if you stick with it, it's really, really cool. Would that be accurate?
I've gotten through the first two or three episodes, and so far, I mean, I love the Master and Commander show, so it's along the same lines. But yeah, there's little things here and there you didn't expect.
I'm on it. Why are you smirking? Why are you smirking?
Because he called it the Master and Commander show, like it's a variety program. is it a period piece or does it take place in modern day?
No, 1847.
Cool. And yeah, is it got the good flavor of that? Like it feels
in color.
Like, yeah, I like that too.
Oh yeah, it makes. I said to my wife last night when I'm watching it, I said, I cannot imagine living in that time. It just looks, everything just looks dirty and cold.
No Wi-Fi.
Well, I know for a fact it was cold.
You know, Rob, if you take the next caller, I will bring up the Master and Commander pep talk that he gives his crew.
Oh, good.
And then I will, and that'll wrap up Wide Open Wednesday.
I love that.
So if you do that, let me just get cracking.
Okay, very good.
Hello, Bob from California. Speak to Rob Spiewak.
Hi, Bob. What's up?
Hey, guys. It's so nice to talk to you guys. Hey, Rob, a long time ago, Mike answered a riddle, and he never gave an answer. And I wonder if you could give me an answer.
What was the riddle, sir?
What is big and black with the skin pulled back?
Hey, no. I'm sorry. I got to jump in here. What is this? No.
Okay,
I'm
sorry. Mike.
I just hung up on him.
You should. And that was not Mike's riddle. It was a caller's riddle for Make Us Laugh. And call me in the office if you want the answer.
We'll never know. That is disgusting. Here I was trying to do a little.
I know. Here you are trying to help out the listener. And what happens? Bob ruins everything.
All right, his timing was perfect, though.
Well, it was pretty good. And do you know the answer
to
the joke?
Oscar's blood flowing today. That's
do you know the answer to the joke?
No, I don't.
I'll tell you after the show. You'll love it.
Oh, I'll call you on the office line.
Yeah, I'll go in the X room, and you can call me there. Hello, is this Oscar? This is Rob.
If you want the answer, private message Rob.
Yes.
That's a thank you for your.
I'm on the gram.
Yes.
We. I'm trying to get it. Hold on. I'm trying to get it.
Is this the type of pep talk I give Shannon once a quarter?
What?
Hold on. The Master and Commander pep talk to his crew.
Yeah, it is. It's not quite as intense as what you do.
Okay.
It's a little softer, I think.
All right. There's no W-2s being held up.
No.
Or mortgage notes.
Jingling of keys.
Or turning on and off lights.
Throwing wedding rings.
or turning on the water and saying, see this water? It doesn't just come on.
You think it's free.
Yeah.
You think there's just an inexhaustible source of hot water.
You think it just gets hot on its own?
Right.
There's a system at work and
someone's
got to pay for
it. That's right.
Do you have any seafaring music?
I can find you some. Yes, give me a second.
Love this. Creating on the fly.
I've got a very
That's
good
like a nice souffle being
this
made.
This is because the guy got me all jacked up with that new terror show that's on there.
Now, will you
it's called The Terror.
You had heard of it already? I hadn't even heard of it.
Hold on, let me just see.
Not Wild Wild West, but The Terror.
Yeah,
it's close.
Close. Oh, come
on. You know, can you ever remove the hack from your entire being?
There is a segment of the population that'd be very disappointed.
Can you bring up Master and Commander, you know?
How about
all right, turn it off. I'll do it this way. All right, here we go. Mike O'Mara now doing my Russell Crowe from Master and Commander. That's fine. That's it. Are you using Pirates of the Caribbean?
This is the barrel off starboard sequence from Jaws.
Oh, from Jaws. I don't want it.
You don't?
You're destroying my mojo here.
All right, then no music. We'll do it dry.
Now, after here's all I request from Pony and Oscar
yes.
and Rob. All right, at the end we go, just go, just okay. cheer okay. when okay. I put my fist up, all right? And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, the ship is our home. This ship is England. So, it's every hand to his rope or gun. Quick, I can't read it. God damn it,
oh,
Michael!
No, you're so
I'm getting old. Let's put the font as small as humanly possible.
Let me just hear.
Man, what if we gave you like a sexually attracted to this man right now?
A Marlon Brando hearing aid, like he had in his last few movies. We could just feed the lines to you.
All right, here we go. I'm ready. I'm ready now. Okay. I'm ready now.
All right,
here we go.
3, 2, 1. Here we go. Action.
This is a good one.
And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion, and though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England.
So. It's every hand who has rope a gun, quicks the word, and sharps the action. After all, surprise is on our side. Huzzah!
Hey! 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 Hey!
Small thought!
Yay! Oh, best supporting actor to Matthew Bloom.
You are the worst pirate ever.
Yeah, we do that again.
Yay! Yeah, terrific.
Yeah.
Just like everything. Okay, hey, extra ration of rum for Pony Boy Matt Blue. Thank you very much. Let's take a break. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well done.
I love it.
In the latter years of the 2000-aughts, a crack team of disc jockeys was thrown off the air, innocent victims of a format flip. These men escaped to the darkest reaches of the internet. Still wanted by their fans, they survive as podcasters. If you need laughter and no one else can help, and you have a smartphone, maybe you can download The Mike O'Mara Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. It's The Mike O'Mara Show. www.mikeomarashow.com.
That is a big effing win.
I knew you would love it. You love the A-Team. I want to say thank you to Alan Gigax. Coach, thanks for sending that in.
Give me a Knight Rider one, an Airwolf one, lads. Everything. Yeah. Please.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Every man to his box of Kleenex, quits the word, and snots the action. Welcome back
that
to the Mike O'Mara Show.
That studio is your nose.
Yes. Good oral health impacts your overall health, so... Why aren't you brushing your teeth properly, huh?
Why?
Why? Be smart. Start brushing better today. All you need is Quip, the company that's refreshing the way people brush their teeth. Quip is an electric toothbrush that packs premium vibration and timer features into an ultra-slim design at half the cost of bulkier brushes. Rob and I love our Quip. Don't be Rob Spiewak.
Every morning, first thing I go to, I floss and then use the Quip. And it's so great about it is that it has this magical thing that just sticks to your mirror. It takes up no space on your counter.
Boom, bam.
Stays clean, stays nice. It's right there when you need it.
Go right now to getquip.com/TMOS. Thank you, Rob, to get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Listen again, your first refill pack is free, F-R-E-E, at getquip.com/TMOS. That's GETQUIP.com/TMOS. Support TMOS by supporting Quip. It will make you smile like never before, and we thank you, Quip.
Love Quip.
I have to just a quick throwaway that I wrote down last night.
Yeah.
I'm down here, and we talk a lot about real estate in Southwest Florida. There is really, outside of the Hertz Rent-A-Car Corporation, which has a headquarters literally in my backyard,
right.
There really is not a tremendous amount of industry down here. There's not a lot of businesses that are exploding down. It's just not happening. But there's a tremendous amount of real estate development.
That goes back to the 20s. I mean, Florida is a state that was driven right. on real estate.
Tourism.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're talking about the fact that with the economy being the way it is, that this is not necessarily sustainable because the basis for a lot of the real estate here is people getting a vacation home as an investment property or a second home. And it's just not happening as much as it used to, but they don't know. But what they do sell down here, and they sell it everywhere all around the country, and it always annoys me, maybe because I'm a modern family person, is the 55 and older community. The houses and the housing that is designed for what really is ultimately an incredibly narrow window of survivability when
it's
you're
sad.
Talking about it.
It's really
it's
sad.
It's extremely sad.
You know,
it's,
my mom lives in one, and it came in handy when she lost her husband because it was right. basically the house is on one level, the doors are a little wider, and it's designed for all stuff like that. There is an upstairs. There
ingress,
is a basic,
egress.
Yeah,
see, now
easy
I knew
ingress
nothing
ingress.
About that. I thought...
Planned community.
It was. I thought it was simply... We don't want to be bothered by children.
Well, I think there's some of that, but the thing is that their neighborhood actually connects to a neighborhood, like a strip of townhomes, that does not have that regulation.
It's, yeah, but it's
so
like,
it's less
Johnny, don't ride your bicycle over there, or Mr. Johnson will throw his teeth at you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's
Watch out for Tuttle.
I remember when we were thinking of putting my mom in Leisure World before she went crazy and said she'd never go.
Probably one of the original ones, right, Oscar?
Yes.
Way back when. I mean, one of the first of its kind.
I was such a little rube when I was a kid when we would just go looking for houses with my parents. I remember my dad.
Fun.
He CT'd us for 10 years about moving and finally moved. But we would drive.
This is the day.
This is the day. Let's look another model home we will never live in again.
Look, there is wax fruit on every table.
Yeah. So we would drive by, and just for those out of the area, there is a huge globe that's made out of wrought iron outside of Leisure World.
With a fountain, right?
With a fountain.
Yeah. By the way, do I sound clearer now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Did you expectorate?
Yeah. No. No, I was talking about the little sound in the background that I took care of.
Thank you.
We do. Good. All right, go ahead.
So we I said, oh my God, I can't believe the US Open is played in Leisure World. Because where they play the US Open has these huge globes.
Same
right?
thing, right.
So I remember I was like, Dad, can we just one day go and watch a tennis match in there? And he said, And I said, yes. Next to the Burger King and the old folks giant.
Yeah, in Rockville.
Yes. Yeah. And he says, Oscar, ahí van a morir. No van a jugar tenis ahí. And he, in English, it's they go to die there. They don't go play tennis there.
They should carve that on one of the rocks.
Let me tell you why I decided to talk about this. First of all, I've never been a fan because I think it's against what you talk about the disintegration of the modern family.
Right.
And the fact that now my mom went to an assisted living facility, which I don't count in the same vein as a 55 and older community. There are people that go into assisted living that make that choice because they want the convenience of it. But the 55 plus communities are it ultimately to me is we don't want to be bothered by little kids. And we and if something happened in the family, you couldn't have like a little crumb cruncher live there. And because I'm Modern Family and there's some people that just adore having my son here, and then there are other people that just kind of look at him.
They judge
him. Like we're the square peg in the round hole. I'm probably a little more sensitive, but a commercial comes on last night.
Right.
And I stop it. I get my wife to come out of
Honey!
The kitchen. and I said, Carla, come here and take a look at this for a second. There's a 55 and older community that they're selling the crap out of down here. And it's always like, by the way, they love their Italian names. You know, they love their names like Miranda and Fellatio and whatever, you know, all these.
Hey,
all these
I might move there.
The Venetian.
All these Italian names they have. And, you know, it's like Caspian at Bonita Bay, the 55 and older resort community where you can live. And so they're selling the fact that they're. Hello. Welcome to Falatillo, a 55 and older community that will be vibrant until you die. No, so they have the commercial come on, and I said, come here for a second. I know I'm older, and I know this. I'm the demographic that they're actually speaking to in these commercials, but take a look at this ad. And I said, see the two women in the pool? And I said, and she goes, yeah. I said, correct me if I'm wrong, under 40, right? She said, oh, God, yeah, under 40, probably 35. I said, okay, take the one guy. He's got gray hair, but that's definitely under 50, right?
And right.
She said, oh, under 45, easily. He's just got salt and pepper hair. So they're
tricking you.
They're selling their 55 and older community where these farts don't want to be bothered by children, and they're using younger models sell that.
They just cheated us.
And I said, that's false advertising. You hire a 55 and older, you know, want to show somebody sitting there,
Mike,
you know, on their front stoop with their pendulated stomach hanging over their balls and have them, you know, going, meh, meh.
The majority of people that own Ferraris are not these Italian models that are in their
30s. I just want truth in advertising, Oscar. I want
what
to
you
see,
want to see in
sell
the pool.
That community showing Lincoln MKZ pulling out of it and getting T-boned by a pickup truck. That's how about some truth?
And then cut to a shot of George Siegel in a jacuzzi. Now that's truth.
That's right. Yeah, it was just weird, and I went back and I watched it again and again. I said, "Yeah, these. First of all, they're hot, and they're running like in one pieces. They didn't put them in bikinis. They weren't stupid enough.
That's right, right.
But they're running there, and then you see their two male model friends. You know, they're having a glass of wine. They're always drinking wine.
Of course,
they're always wine. They sell the wine big time.
If they really want to sell houses there, Mike, what they need to show is the kid catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. walking the streets, capturing young children,
hello,
putting
children.
Them in cages, and taking them away like a dog pound.
You know, hey, can I request that for the opening of tomorrow's show?
The kid catcher?
The kid catcher,
absolutely,
please.
Yeah.
If you've never... Yeah, go ahead.
Is it too much to... And look, I don't have any perspective except for what I've seen in Florida for these planned communities in Leisure World. Right. But the way I understand it is that you go there after your kids have left the nest.
Yeah, that's probably exactly what
when
it's
about. When you downsize.
But my feeling is that in traditional... You know, I
you're the outlier. You've been married three times. You're on
outlier.
Your third wife, fourth home. You know, there's a lot going on in your life.
Yeah,
okay. That was a great thumbnail.
Anyway,
there.
Let me make my point.
You got something on your nose?
Got a little something on my nose. I am an outlier. I give you that, but I have to say this: in my vision of America, which was formulated by watching The Waltons when I grew up.
Yes, and you know what? That show sucked.
But no, stop it.
It did.
I'm making a point here.
Okay. I'm sorry, yes.
We're not doing TV criticism right now. We're talking about my formative years.
Talking about Mike.
Right.
My comedy was formed by watching The Groove Tube. My love of family was formed by watching The Waltons. You had grandma. Everybody living in one big giant house.
Yeah.
And that is the disintegration of the fabric of our society, which I think in large part is contributing to where we are today.
Mm-hmm.
Our lack of compassion, our lack of love for our fellow man, our divisiveness politically, all of these things can point to that. If we all lived in the same house, it'd be a different story.
I'm down
you still
for that,
do what
Mike.
You want to do.
I'm down for that. Yep. I tell Shannon all the time.
I guarantee you're going to do it. I guarantee because I guarantee Mama Santana's going to live with you in Olney at some point
in
your life.
I've been trying to get Shannon to move for the last three...
To Olney?
I said, we got it. This money pit. It's destroying us.
Yeah.
Will you move my mom to the basement? We'll take over the master bedroom.
Would Mama Santana be
amenable to that?
Yeah,
she would be so happy.
You'd have a giant master bedroom
with a
nice big bathroom.
Have a big house paid for.
Yeah, we
already did
it. Is
Shannon the one that's balking at this? I can't imagine why with the relationship she has with
her mother. Doesn't want to move to the burbs. I said, well, get ready, lady.
She can
unless
be unemployed.
You get another income.
Can't
that's
she be unemployed? She can be unemployed in the suburbs, though, right?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying.
The same way she is in the city?
I said, if you want to live in the city, you got to start earning.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, in the 55 and older communities, to me, are just a monuments to selfishness.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. That's the point.
Agree with you there, Mike. I didn't know where you were going, but I agree with you there.
By the way, we should point out that we moved my mom into her place when she was 90. She stayed in the home, and it creates nostalgia. You know, Rob lived with his
grandfather
until he passed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's traditional. Don't you feel like you
100%
benefited from that?
Not just me. I love the fact that my kids had serious time with their great-grandfather. Yeah.
And then they wouldn't have had that if he wasn't in the house.
No, I mean, even if you visit, it's not the same as cohabitating.
You also keep them young.
Yeah. It was.
And not to get too heavy, but my single greatest regret is that my career was not closer
to England.
My family, because I would have seen more of them, and they certainly would have been more engaged with my daughters would have been more engaged with my mom, and I'll regret that for the rest of my life. But you know, with modern families, you have to kind of do what you do. But kids, grandparents, everybody, I think the more that everybody is together in that world, the better it is.
I agree,
and it just makes us more human. That's all I wanted to say. And don't put 55 and older community ads on with 35-year-old models running around with their one pieces. It's not fair. You're cheating. You're deceiving the old people. You're making them think they're hot young people when they're not. They're a bunch of people with scabs on their foreheads.
Skin cells, baby.
There you go. It's wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, everybody.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along at the Mike O'Mara Show app. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein in the Omeracast sex dungeon. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Beachbody On Demand. Springtime is here, so beach time is around the corner. And luckily, all you need, Oscar Santana, is Beachbody On Demand. Yeah. It is working for you, is it not?
Listen, I'm on the 21-day fix. I am on day 20. I started this yesterday. A little sore, but the beautiful part about it, I've done this before to bounce back. I will be the person I was when I got married in October within 21 days.
I can't wait.
Mark my words, one less chin.
Beachbody On Demand, a streaming service that gives you instant access to super effective workouts that you can do anywhere. On the road, doesn't matter, 24/7, hundreds of workouts for all fitness levels, ranging from bodybuilding to weight training to cardio to yoga, even dance workouts. Workouts as short as 10 minutes that don't require extra equipment. In the time it takes you to drive and park at the gym, you could be finished working out. Use your computer, your smart TV, your tablet, your smartphone, your Roku, Apple TV, Chromecast, more. It's the best part. Here's the best part. TMOS listeners can try it absolutely free. And Oscar has loved it. You will too.
Stop paying for your gym membership. You're not going. Do it at home.
Do it at home. Well, you'll do it when you have a moment. I really want you to try this service because it'll make you feel better, I promise. Our listeners can get a special free trial membership when you text 303030. TMOS to 303030. That's access to this entire platform for free. All the workouts, all the nutrition information and support, totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 303030.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I hope you appreciate that. It's what we just give and give and give.
That's all we do.
That's what we do. I'm reading all the Jack Sparrow, Jack Aubrey lines from Master.
Oh, please, some more.
Oh, you know, if you want to do Jack Sparrow too, that's also fun.
I don't do Johnny Depp. It's not in my repertoire. Thank you.
Dude, well, he has many different voices. You could do the Wonka Depp, which is different than, say, the Depp of What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Oh, you mean like from Charlie and Dennis?
Hi, little girl.
Yes.
How are you? That's my Willy Wonka.
Yeah, it was horrible.
The Depp that throws wine bottles. Pre-divorce Depp.
Oh, Crazy Depp.
Yeah, Crazy
Depp.
That's
real life Depp.
Yeah, he was like slamming things around. I'm really, really happy to report that I am recovering from my little death grip.
Mike, we lit candles for you and everything.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It worked. I still have it, but it's not where it was. I got outside and hit the egg yesterday and felt great doing it. I will do the same today, and I think the sunshine, the vitamin D helps me. Carla,
and you're building up a tolerance to the poison.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
I do too.
By the way, the Cocoonville report,
yes,
that I got informally by talking to the guys that work over there, is that multiple respiratory infections here at Cocoonville.
Sure, now, it's going to be on 60 Minutes in 3 weeks.
There are three things going, theories about this. One, your average little death grip where things go around. You know, we had the flu this season and all that. Other people are talking about, they have a thing called Red Tide down here. Have you guys ever heard of that, where they have the Red Tide?
Once a month, right? For about 4 days.
Oh, God. Gross.
That is really gross. Pony, why?
You know, I don't know.
What is Pony just keeps today? Passing me these problems. Notes. That's, he's a bad, bad man.
You know, I mean, really. That's right. That's Rob that said that. Boo him.
That's your buddy Rob.
Boo him. Man. Yeah, come on. That's Rob Spiewak. Yeah, that's Rob Spiewak over there. Yeah.
Send the letters, no, attention, Rob Spiewak.
It is algae plume
that
comes off the coast, and it's nasty.
Oh, yes, you've told us about this.
It gets up on the beach, and it gets into the air, and some people that come down to beach areas get this if you're in a coastal area. And they're thinking. And then the number three thing, and a couple of people are speculating about this, and it's so funny because it's right down the line between people that are curmudgeons and people that are like, yeah, whatever. You know, we're out there. You know, they're mowing grass, dead grass yesterday, kicking all this crap up, and we're out there going, I don't think it's that. So I will probably never know. But
Water features on your golf course, like lakes and stuff like that?
We have ice sculptures.
Now you're just being silly.
Yeah, well, that's what you are every goddamn day. So I'm just trying to counterpunch a little bit.
Water hazard?
Okay?
Water hazard, I guess. But I mean, the water feature would be more of a real estate term.
Like,
my apologies.
Like a fountain? Like a fountain?
Because also you can get algae blooms or blooms in water, especially on golf courses, because of the fertilizer runoff.
I used to know a girl that had a water feature at American University.
Oh, dear.
It's a really, really long story that I don't want to go into right now.
You know, there, I tell you, there, one night we had like three guys go up from the terrace to the fourth. No, anyway, but
yeah, but do, was, is there do you have algae trouble on the lakes on your golf course?
Yes,
because the fertilizer runoff gets in there and the algae goes crazy. Yes. So yeah, when that rots, that's not good either.
It's everything.
It's got to be blue. Because even when the, whatever company comes to my parents' house to treat the lawn, they put a little flag that says "not safe for pets." If it's not safe for pets. Not safe
probably
for
not
us.
Safe for us.
Yeah.
On a large, and they've got, I could bring one of the signs in right now. I could go outside and bring one of the signs and show them to you on my front line. But look, I live here. That's it. We all have something.
He's not going to stop playing golf.
No.
Yeah. What about the people that live in the golf communities next to Chernobyl in Russia? You know, I mean, they have to, you know, the 55 and older community.
I understand there the golf ball hits you.
They do it.
It's 33 and older.
Yeah. Different range.
Here's the good news, though. They're all leaving. They're all heading out. They're kind of giddy about it.
Tis the season. Yeah.
And I have found that people are being a little kinder this year to me. I'm actually getting people saying, oh, you know, like I was leaving yesterday. He's like, no, come on. I'm going to be heading out tomorrow. They, like one of the guys that I butted heads with more than anybody else. No, sit down. I'm heading out. Come on. Like that. I said, okay, take care. And I can't help myself. I just can't.
Yeah.
I cannot help myself. So I shake his hand. Oh, well, we'll see you next season. Don't forget, vote Democratic for that election in November. He's and they're all kind of hitting me going, I said, okay, how's it working for you? Anyway, so I, it's a more pleasant, if they know who I am and I know who they are. And it has, I look, I bitch a lot. You know that, but it has evolved to a point where I don't want to get happy. You know, that's the last thing I want to do, but I'm having more days that I am content with these people. I mean, I'm talking about my mates. I'm talking about my boys.
Right.
I'm having more days that I'm content with them than days that I want to stab them in the eye with a knitting needle.
That's great.
That's the way I look at it.
And so just in time for them to leave and you can miss them now.
I don't. I wouldn't go so far as that, but it will be fun to greet them next year
absence
when they come back.
No, makes
this
the heart
year
grow fonder.
Back. Yeah. I mean, it's okay.
And,
it's
you know,
okay,
and to be
okay
fair, you're
that
cutting out,
who's
too,
not
in a little
making,
bit, right?
He's not cutting out.
Yeah, well,
I am. Yeah,
yeah, but you're leaving later on, after they've
I'm leaving
left.
Later on. Here's something else, though, and this is probably just the way my mind works. I wish that I could be, oh, this is bad.
I'm a baller?
For this. No, I'm going to get in trouble. If I
a say shot caller?
A little bit taller? Yeah.
No, I wish that I could be more excited about going up to see my family.
Oh,
I wish I could be more excited about it.
Well, I'll say this about me, Mike.
I'm just going to be, I'm going to have months of just being diminished.
Let me say this.
You know, being Michael again. And
I'll say this.
Michael by everybody, which is going to piss me off.
I want to say something about me. This is not you. This is me. When we have a big family get together and I go, there are some people I'm very pleased to see. And there are some people in my family that I don't care if I ever see again. But the magic is of them all being together. You must take the good with the bad. That's about me. So sometimes you just need to focus on spending time with the people you like.
I don't want my feelings to be hurt.
It's
going to
happen.
I don't want my wife's feelings to be hurt. And I certainly don't want, and I'll tell you, all bets are off if my kid's feelings are hurt.
Well, you know,
if he gets treated meanly, then I'm not going to like that.
If they bully him.
If that kid thing is unacceptable.
This is my hang up from being a little kid.
Yeah.
This is my hang up from being a little kid. But
just any psychologist will tell you your feelings can only be hurt if you let them hurt your feelings.
I know. I know
it's also deep in your DNA.
And that's why I hate psychologists. Thank
I know.
You very
it's
much.
Deep in your DNA because it's always been
Mike,
that way.
Mike, just briefly, I had the opportunity to meet a performance coach yesterday, and he actually works with the Boston Red Sox.
By the way, it's showing today in your broadcast.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you have an appointment with him?
No. He actually came to do a show at Podcast Village. He was a guest for another show.
Okay.
But the connection for the Red Sox was that I sat there. I said, can you tell me a little bit about your background? He said he used to work with special ops and military and work on the psychological side. And that transformed into sports in a certain manner. And he said, you know, people that let themselves get hung up on certain things. And the whole time I'm thinking about Mike.
Nice.
Thanks. Thank you.
Like,
I appreciate it. We're thinking about yourself.
They preconceive their own destiny.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So if you think something's going to happen in Maine, you're going to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. So I'm supposed to not think about these.
You have to think in a positive manner, and believe that you're going to have a great time, and you will probably
you can psych yourself up.
Yeah,
for
you
it.
Can you can actually psych yourself out of having a bad time.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday at Podcast Village, I met a guy
you
who
want to hear a clip from. What was his name? Just give his first name. Give his first name.
Charles.
Shall we listen to Charles?
Yeah.
Listen to Charles.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior driller.
Charles Hartman.
From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be,
coach.
Sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Okay, thank you very much.
You never know who's going to walk into Podcast Village.
Fingers are flying today. Always on, boys. Creating the magic, that's what I'm doing today. Love me the YouTube. Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun. You know what? Let me change. I'm really looking forward to going up there. Let's do that. We'll be right back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. News you may not need.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. As we know by now, methamphetamines, even with the prescription, are banned in Japan. While this strange law prohibited Ponyboy from traveling overseas, I found some other weird laws that would keep other members of the TMOS gang from traveling abroad as well. Unfortunately for intern Jessica, frowning is found unacceptable in Milan. Oscar probably has no interest in Liverpool, where women are prohibited from walking around topless, unless she sells exotic fish in a store. In 1962, Germany outlawed tater tots, so you won't be seeing Rob Spiewak there anytime soon. And Adrian Garcia probably should just stay in D.C. If these laws don't apply to you, then you're ready for a great experience abroad. Luckily, the TMOS app works around the world to give you the latest episodes of your favorite podcast. Be sure to download all your favorite episodes to keep you laughing everywhere you go.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the worst time of the year.
Yes.
It's snowing in April. Your Delsim is ineffective. The air hangs heavy with the fetid odor of Roundup, and strange men are using your shower. What will you do? What will you do? Well, ass face. How about the TMOS bonus show? The bonus show is an extra hour of TMOS comedy each and every week that will change you from a very wary and scary Gary into a perky Perkin. Ha ha.
Buy a t-shirt.
La la la. Do the hustle. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the bonus banner, and it makes a great gift. Spread some cheer, bonus show style. Get happy by giving back. You'll get access to all our bonus content, and you'll be helping TMOS. Tis truly a win-win. So please quit sucking, and we thank you in advance. And on a serious note, we need you to put the pedal to the metal with our bonus subscriptions, people.
Please.
We're always looking to upgrade and make the show bigger and better and more successful for you. So do it, and do it today. That's my serious little message. Now on to the news.
News!
I have to preface this news story by saying, please, to one person in the room, refrain from hack, politically incorrect humor. Let the story speak for itself. You may be compelled to laugh. If you do, try to keep it down to a dull roar. I led with this simply because I thought it was an important story.
Okay.
Are you sure you can handle this?
Yes, Pony, are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
Vern Mini-Me Troyer was hospitalized Monday night after a friend called the police to say he was drunk, extremely upset, and suicidal. Mm. TMZ says he's being held for 72 hours for evaluation. His people put a message on his Instagram saying, quote, asking you to keep Vern in your thoughts and prayers. He's getting the best care possible and is resting comfortably. Here's the quote. Appreciate the support from family, friends, and fans around the world. Vern has struggled with alcoholism for years. He was hospitalized last year, right around this time, and eventually checked himself into rehab. Thank you, Rob. We wish him the very, very best of luck.
The very best. And now my head is going to explode.
Okay. Colin Farrell has checked himself into rehab.
Oh, no.
It's Rehab Wednesday.
What?
Now, but supposedly, it's just a preventative measure. I think people do this sometime. He's been sober for 12 years, and his people insist that he's not drinking again. His rep says, quote, he worked back-to-back projects and just needed a break. He's been sober 12 years, and I wanted to do this to make sure he stays that way. He's taking some me time and doing a tune-up and a reset. This was all his idea. Colin finished production on two movies, the Disney live-action remake of Dumbo and Widows, which also stars Liam Neeson. According to reports, he's at the Meadows Clinic in Wickenburg, Arizona. So I guess he goes in for a tune-up. I guess if you're really somebody who has benefited from rehab, you go back to get tuned up.
Why people go to meetings?
I guess. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not sure whether that was the same place where Vern went.
Stop it.
Okay, thank you. Golfers have been complaining about the increasing amount of heckling where fans try to disrupt their game by shouting stuff out while they're swinging. I've talked about how I hate this. It's usually drunk people, and it's obviously very frowned upon. So, security is being ramped up at this weekend's Augusta National, and according to reports, the staff has actually been given a list of sayings that are prohibited, and one of them is the Bud Light catchphrase, Dilly Dilly, the same one we used at the Mike O'Mara Live Show, fans who shout dilly dilly or any other phrases will be removed immediately. And by the way, at Augusta, now that my wonderful listeners were generous enough to send me to that fabulous tournament with my wife, I will tell you, they don't mess around. You can't run. You can't shout. You are removed. And you're removed immediately. And you're not removed violently, but you are removed. I'll tell you why it's not violent. Because there are enough dudes, big guys in uniform that surround you that you don't do that. They have not released the rest of the list.
Really?
So
it's like a game.
It's great. And by the way, there's beer there. You can get tuned up if you want to. It's perfectly okay. What you can't do is bring your cell phone in. What you can't do is shout "you to man" or "get in the hole" or any of that crap. And it makes for an absolutely stupendously pleasant afternoon of sports watching if you happen to be a legitimate fan of the sport, which I am. So I'm all for it on this particular case. I wish they did it everywhere. It would be fantastic. I hate the guys that know they're on TV and they're not rooting for the guy that hits the ball. They want to have their own voice heard on television. Jerks.
I think it's sad that Vern Troyer won't be there this year.
Don't think so. He's in rehab.
Right.
Prayers.
Blessings.
According to a new study, it's harder to lose weight now than ever before. Why? Because of all the sweet, seductive technology we have at our disposal. Things like Netflix and Hulu are keeping us on the couch, so we're moving around less. I don't know about this. Television's been around for a long time. Everything all right? What's going on?
Don't! I just passed a note to my brother. That's all. Had to get it out.
Well, now I have to share with the class.
No, you don't have to.
Yes.
I hope you brought enough for everybody.
Did he give you a Vern Troyer line?
There was a joke that was... Rob just couldn't
terrible
keep,
joke.
He just couldn't keep it inside of him because he has no self-control.
I know he couldn't. Let him express it that way. We'll see at the end of the news if you want to reveal it.
Okay.
You'll make the call.
That's a new sponsor for the news. You make the call.
You make the call. not to be confused with, is it just me?
No, it's a different thing.
They say Netflix and Hulu keeping us on the couch. Uber and Lyft keep us from needing to walk. Grubhub and Postmates keep us from having to cook healthy meals. Even online shopping keeps us from having to go to the store and walk around. Basically, it causes us all to be lazier than ever before, and that's a damn hard pattern to break out of. So that's why we are gaining weight. What say you, gentlemen? Do you agree? Not agree? What's going on?
I agree. We have become really a nation of leisure. Look at us even from 50 years ago. I mean, it's people are getting heavier because things are getting easier.
There is a lot. If you've ever been to Europe or you've ever been to South America, there's so much walking involved.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's why they eat full family meals for every meal and they still stay skinny.
Mm-hmm. You are probably ahead of the curve because you live in a metropolitan.
Yes.
If you live in a city, you do more walking.
I force myself to walk home even when it's like cold outside because it's the only exercise I've been getting outside of the 21-day fix beforehand.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now even at home, there's a gym that I just canceled. Across the street from my house, and there's one across from the office. I'd rather work out at home.
Beachbody on demand. Thank you very much. Yeah. There you go. So you don't need to be lazy. I love that. A 40-year-old woman named Sharon Dobbins. She's from Phoenix, Arizona. She wanted her 16-year-old son to wake up early on Sunday to go to church for Easter.
Mm.
Or as she says, quote, "I said, get up. It's Jesus's day." But he wouldn't get out of bed. And she asked and asked. And then she did what every good Christian mother does. She tased him on the leg.
Oh.
He told her he was calling the cops.
Good for him.
And she told him, quote, "You can call the police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call." Police were on the phone. And I told the dispatcher, I told her, "You need to be with Jesus right now." That's what the woman said. When the cops got there, Sharon said she didn't tase her son. She just sparked the taser to wake him up. What's she doing with a taser? What's she doing, 40-year-old woman with a taser? But he had two marks on his leg from where she zapped him, so she was arrested. She spent 12 hours in jail on Easter before she got out. She's facing a child abuse charges with intent to cause harm because she tased her her son because he wouldn't go see
But
Jesus.
The good thing about the son is he has risen.
Thank you. Good Easter, Joe.
Thank you.
And now a little something something. A man named Stephen Gayton was golfing in Merseyside, England on Monday when he noticed something. Keep the kids away from the radio right now.
Okay.
Please. This is kind of a grown-up story. It was unexpected, and it was going on the ninth hole across from him. There was a guy who was pantless, and he was having fun with the hole, the golf hole, on the ninth hole.
Wow.
Everyone shows their excitement for the Masters differently, I suppose. Now, here's the part where you really have to be careful. All right?
Okay.
Radio stations, just be aware of this.
Please.
Pony, I'll do my very best. It's hard. That wasn't the only thing going on. That wasn't the only thing going on.
There's more?
There was something. He had the flagpole involved in the activity, too.
Oh, no.
But the flagpole was doing the opposite of what he was doing to the golf hole. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Or the compliment.
It was, anyway, the guy, Stephen Gayton, pulled out his phone, started recording, and he wasn't the only one. The guy was also filming himself while he was doing this.
Yeah.
There is no word if the English cops are going to track him down. It should be easy, though, if you just follow the balls. That's what I would say with that particular crime.
I like that. Unlike any other, Mike.
Yeah. What's to say about me? It didn't bother me all that much when I was just doing that to the hole. But when he got the flagpole, well, that means I'm the way I am. And all the way we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, one man's fun is another man's
repulsion.
Do you think that's the reason they don't let cell phones at Augusta?
Yeah.
Because they don't want stuff like that to be filmed?
It is the reason that when I take the flag out, when my friends are putting, I never put the end of the flag in my mouth. We will take a break.
Smart.
And Godspeed to Vern Troyer. We'll be. Did you want to do the joke?
Yes.
Okay.
Just because you need to know this is what's happening inside this man's mind
this
while we're doing
Rob
the show.
Yes. He wrote it. You're going to deliver it.
Vern Troyer is really into mini golf.
We'll be right
That's
back,
horrible. Not funny.
Hello, friends. This is Mike O'Mara, here to tell you that we haven't found a cure for Tommy Langathemia, but there is hope with your support. If you listen to The Mike O'Mara Show on 1630 KCJJ every weekday, we may eventually find a cure for Tommy Langathemia. And if you want to know more about Tommy Langathemia, I urge you to listen to Captain Steve in the Morning on 1630 KCJJ. Peace out.
Wow. What was I drinking when I did that promo? That's 500 years old.
I was digging for something and I ran into that. I said, that deserves a throwback spin. I like
Daddy
that.
Daddy might really need to do some new promos. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Do people bother you?
Oh.
Do little things that folks do drive you nuts while not seeming to bother anyone else? Do you ever wonder, is it just me? Yes, if life's minor day-to-day issues make you want to stab your fellow man in the eye with a knitting needle, then the Mike O'Mara Show is here for you. Starting Friday at 9 a.m., we will be opening our phones for a brand new call-in feature, Is It Just Me? Write that time down. Come on, slackers. 9 a.m. The Friday phones will be open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We'll need a better effort than we had today. Thank you very much. Call in with your gripes, your slights, and your fights, and we'll have a frank discussion to help you, to sympathize with you, and most importantly, to judge you. Call us Friday morning and find out if it's just you or we're like you. I'm the Mike O'Mara Show, and I thank you. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Wednesday, April 4th, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
This is so weird that I had to play the tape. It involves Dr. Henry Heimlich. It involves Megyn Kelly. Mm. It involves people that fall asleep while they're driving, and it involves the show Happy Days. Wow. Did you know that Potsy Anson Williams is second cousins with Dr. Henry Heimlich, the man who invented the Heimlich maneuver.
Oh, wow.
And Anson Williams was on Megyn Kelly to sell a brand new product, which I actually ordered this morning through our Amazon link. I want you to hear this little... This is fascinating to me.
Dr. Heimlich, Heimlich maneuver is your cousin?
He's my second cousin, but I've called him uncle since I was born. Okay. In fact, Dr. Heimlich, Heimlich maneuver, years ago, I almost killed myself falling asleep at the wheel. And I told Dr. Heimlich, and he said, Anson, cut up a lemon, the citric acid, and the sour lemon will hit the lingual nerve on top of your tongue, and you'll have awake. Automatic reaction of adrenaline, nothing in your system. It will save your life. So I did that for years. Then I went in the product business, and we developed a product called Alert Drops. And anyone out there that knows people with drowsy driving, this will save their lives. Go to alertdrops.com.
I like that. I know you're a paid spokesperson, but can I tell you, as somebody who has done drowsy driving myself, I got to use this. I like this. And if I don't have it handy, I'm just going to suck on a lemon. But you may save some lives.
It's like a concentrated lemon drop that you put Megyn Kelly in your mouth. Oh, she's
horrible.
When
you hear Megyn Kelly audio, you realize, how the hell did she get where she got?
I know. And you also realize that it's taken 3 months from her to be a political heavy hitter to hosting a Happy Days reunion. That's curve that show has taken.
Yeah.
But the takeaway is I order this because sometimes I do get drowsy when I drive. So it's
do? You put the drops in before you get in the car?
If you start to get drowsy, it's like a medicine dropper of a lemon concentrate.
If you start to get drowsy, you're going to hit the pole before you... If you start to get drowsy, mm-hmm. I mean, where's the automatic feature with this?
Well, according to Dr. Henry Heimlich, is that there is an instant reaction because of the tartness on the lingual nerve.
So you start to feel drowsy.
And you take this dropper.
And you take the drops and then that gets you home?
Apparently so. Works? I mean, I'll let you know. I should have it in a day or so.
When do you get drowsy?
When I drive home sometimes.
Really? From here?
Yeah, sometimes.
It's the middle of the day.
Do you remember me with the edge?
Yeah, but you were waking up at like 4 in the morning and doing morning.
I get up at
4:40. Do you know what time your brother gets up in the morning, Mr. Arrive at Work at 9 a.m.? Do you know what time he gets up?
Mike, if you build it,
what time do you get up? What time do you get up, Rob?
4:40.
What?
4:40.
What was the throwaway that I missed?
I said, if you build it, they would come. I built it.
What do you mean?
They come to here. They come to me.
Okay, no, but yes. I mean, I can completely empathize with the fact that he gets drowsy on the way home because
they
he's up
leave
at 4 o'clock.
You leave at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Before 7 every
day. Yes. Why would you wake up at 4:40?
Well, here's something, and we really don't have time to get into it, but there's something you should know. You can Google it. It's called show prep.
I don't think you should get drowsy on the way home.
I wish I didn't.
I used to get drowsy. You guys remember the ice cream stories?
Yeah, you'd live in an elementary school parking lot.
I wouldn't make it. I would be so tired because I was getting 4.5 hours of sleep. If you get that sleep, you've driven drowsy, Oscar. You know.
Yeah, but I've driven drowsy. When I'm driving drowsy, I put down the windows. And then I get as much stimulation as possible.
Then you can talk. Like that. One of the things I would do would be scream. I would go, la, yeah, la, 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 la.
I think the idea of reaching for drops is more dangerous than actually.
I think I want to hear the results. And if it's the result is, you know, let us know if you think because
alert
when you're browsing,
drops.
There's nothing that helps.
No.
So, Rob, you'll be able to test this.
I will.
I've pinched myself in the past.
I smacked myself in the head. I've done so many.
I sing along to songs real loud. I've done windows.
I got a McDonald's ice cream cone in the parking lot of a middle school. Very strange.
I journal about how much I hate my coworkers. I do everything. Yes.
There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Moving on.
Let us know how it works.
This is trending on the YouTube yesterday. This is not a sweet grandma. She was yelling at her kid or her grandchild because she didn't know how to use a rotary phone.
Oh.
She had an old school rotary phone.
Yeah.
This is not a sweet grandma.
What's this? What you mean, what is it? That's a phone. What you mean, what is it?
How you use it?
What do you mean, how do you use it, Aaron?
It got letters on it like you could text, but you can't text it.
You can't text on phone. You ain't never seen a phone before. That's all that technology.
How?
You dial the numbers, Aaron. What do you mean?
you
got to dial the number. It's a phone. See, you all don't know technology. It's a phone, Aaron.
That's how you do it.
No, you don't. What are you doing? Pushing your finger in the hole trying to dial. You got to spin the wheel like Wheel of Fortune, girl. You put your finger in whatever number and then you dial, Aaron. No, you have to take it all the way around. What's wrong with y'all kids? That's the phone.
Yeah, you got to spin it like Wheel of Fortune, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy.
Is a rotary phone even efficient these days? No,
no,
right?
Not even close.
No. Yeah. But if someone has it, you should know how to use it.
But you should probably throw it away by
now. Very often. My mother didn't have them. She's dead.
My mom has one that's a retro restored one from the 40s that's really cool, but we never dial out on it because it's just there hanging on the wall. It looks awesome.
Yeah. It's an old phone.
Yeah, boy.
Retro restored. What is with him today?
I just don't. This is.
You know
I,
what? Don't even answer.
Why?
I want you to name the sound.
Why would somebody have a phone on the wall that's never been. That's supposed to be used? Doesn't make sense.
Can you name that sound?
Yes.
Go ahead.
That's from a game show, right?
No. I thought, you know, this was something you get. Sorry you blew it.
Sorry.
That is the startup sound for Windows 95. And what was trending on YouTube yesterday, someone took it and slowed it down 4,000%. And it's almost hypnotic. It goes on for about 4 minutes.
Give me a lemon drop.
Mike!
Dodge,
you need alert drops.
Christy, bring.
You need alert drops.
That is soothing.
It is really soothing, right?
It's really soothing.
Mike! Stop that. Something more exciting.
Nicole Kidman.
Alert drops. We close with a two-parter. This was an amazing, it was called a solo alley-oop slam dunk. What this guy did. Mike!
It's Ann Archer. What?
Ann Archer. Wow.
Yeah, I go back retro. Yeah, that's my retro one.
That is a retro one.
It's probably older than me, but I still, you know, back in the day, you know, Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yeah.
She was the lady that stayed at home that was better looking than Glenn Close.
The wife?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Ann Archer. Saw her years ago, too, at a golf resort. Saw her right in front of me. Oh, I was like.
Then off to the ninth hole?
Ann Archer. Yeah.
She had the flag.
Thank you. Yeah, she had the flag.
This kid from outside the three-point line threw the shot up, bounced off the backboard, then he jumped up, caught it, and slam dunked it. That's a great shot, but what's great is the reaction to the kid that was filming it. Which to me suggested when Tom and Jerry, when the mouse Jerry would give Tom a hot foot. Let's close with this. It sounds like that to me.
By the way, can you play?
Go ahead.
Can
I'm sorry.
Play it one more time? Because this is the same reaction I get every day from my coworkers when I arrive at the studio.
Okay.
Mike's coming in right now. Flipping day.
So today we close with the sound of a hot foot from a Tom and Jerry cartoon.
Burning. Say, something is burning around here.
So that's what it suggested to me anyway.
That is awesome.
That is your Magic Audio Vault. Stay alert, everybody. Have a good Wednesday.
Right. Okay, I got to get back to the 55 and over community. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure and get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag to Rob with an extra B, MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Each day, 96 Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.